The Lost Girls, written by Wendy James and read by Casey Withers. Coco, January 1978. This particular afternoon, Angie heads up to Ferber's just before lunch. She goes alone. Mick had gone out earlier in the morning, and Angie tells her aunt that she's arranged to meet him and the other boys there. That they plan to play a bit of pinball, that they'll get some fish and chips for lunch from the takeaway next door. It's been made very clear that Angie doesn't want Jane to come with her this time. Nothing specific has been said, but it's easy for Jane, sensitive to Angie's every mood, every desire, to tell. There's some sort of shift in her eyes, some lack of warmth or sincerity in her shrugged, "Sure, you can come if you really want to." And so the younger girl retreats, hurt, says she has other things to do anyway, better things, that she'll see her later. "I'll be back in time for the afternoon movie," Angie offers, generous in her relief. Jane gives a casual shrug. "Sure." Jane has nothing better to do, of course. She spends the afternoon mooching about the house, restless and miserable, alternately annoying her mother. "Can you keep out of the kitchen, love, when I'm cooking?" Or listlessly watching reruns of The Brady Bunch and I Dream of Jeannie. Her dad, when he wakes up in the early afternoon, suggests she come with him for a run to the tip. He has a pile of rubbish to take, and usually a visit to the tip is a treat of sorts. There's bound to be some precious item buried among the refuse, just waiting to be discovered. When she refuses, his smile is understanding. "A bit lost without Angie, eh, Janie?" She gives a forlorn shrug, and he pulls gently on her ponytail. "Come on, mate. You need to find something to do with yourself when Angie's not around. You've got other friends, haven't you? Other things to do? You can't just wait around for her all day. You don't want to waste your holidays, mate. You'll be back at school in a few weeks." She doesn't bother to watch the Elvis movie. It's only Jailhouse Rock, which isn't a favourite, and there's no point watching these old shows alone anyway. The trip to the tip lasts hours, far longer than it should, and her dad doesn't get home until after six, slightly red in the face and smelling of beer. Her mother gives him a tight smile. "So which tip did you go to, Dal?" she asks, her voice as thin as her lips. "The one in Parramatta, was it?" And Dad doesn't bother to reply, just heads to the fridge and pulls out a can of beer. "Mick and Angie home yet?" he asks. His voice has that dark and dangerous edge that Jane dreads, and her mum replies in the negative, gives a long sigh. Her dad says nothing, slamming out the back door and stalking out to his shed. He's in a mood, it's clear. Jane hopes the others get home soon, that they're back before dinner's ruined, before things escalate the way they can when Dad gets like this, before he's had time to drink much more.